Hello.
Hello, good day. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organizations or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion in your community and would like to get yours.
Well, I really don't like to give opinions. I don't know about why.
Wait, what's it about?
Is it politics? Yes. Is it politics?
Yes, it's about the upcoming elections.
Yes, please. Yes. Go ahead and ask. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Just a quick question. Do you speak Spanish?
Yes.
Okay. And would you rather to take the survey in English or Spanish?
I prefer English.
Okay. All right. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like the Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I'm somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. And I am at all likely to vote. And I'm not registered to vote.
I'm definitely likely to vote. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary election on Tuesday, August 20th. I will vote at my polling.
In person.
The election day or early?
You know, I'm not sure. Maybe early. Maybe a little earlier.
Okay. Fine. All right. Which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, or some other political party?
Republican.
Okay. And what is your main racial background? African American, Asian, white, or Hispanic or other?
Well, I guess they call it Hispanic. Okay.
Hispanic. Okay, thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
Oh, my God. I sound old. I'm 56. I'm in that group. Isn't that pressing?
Okay.
Oh, but I look very...
No, don't worry. You know, age is just a number, so it's okay. Don't worry.
No, it's not. But I look good for my age. But go on, tell me. Okay, go on.
Okay. You will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. The first name in the list is Cindy Lerner, and the options are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Yeah, no, unfavorable.
Will be very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Unfavorable.
But somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Oh, very unfavorable.
Okay. The next name on the list is Kamala Harris.
Oh! Extremely unfavorable. Please.
Okay. The next name is Raquel Regalado.
Oh, very, extremely favorable. Favorable.
Okay. And the last name is Richard Prashnik.
I don't know who he is. No opinion. I don't even know who he is.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Daniela Levin Cava, Cholmo Dazinger, Carlos Garin, Alexander Otaola, Manny Seed, Eddie Rojas, Miguel Quintero.
Which is the one that...
Seed, I think.
I think it's Seed, the one that's Republican.
Manny
Seed. I gotta look at... Yeah, that's it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Uh-huh. And... would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Manny Seed?
Definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Cindy Lerner, Raquel Regalado, or Richard Prashnik?
Raquel Regalado.
All right. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
And within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Yeah, I've heard positive things.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade?
More likely.
Will be somewhat more likely or much more likely?
Much more likely.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions?
I've just seen posters about her.
Okay. And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission?
Less likely.
Will be somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Much less likely.
All right. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political belief?
Conservative.
Okay. And would you say somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college graduate with an associate or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor or four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. What is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican,
Cuban,
Colombian,
Cuban.
Cuban.
I was born here, but parents are Cuban.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English, speak Spanish and English equally, mostly speak English, but speak some Spanish, or always speak English?
Mostly English.
Okay, thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and participation, and enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Goodbye.